So this is part one in hopefully what will be a 40-part series entitled The Psukim of Elul. I say Elul, of course, I mean Elul and Tishrei, but since 30 of the days are Elul, we'll talk about Psukim that last until Yom Kippur. I'll try to provide a little insight, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, I don't know how long it takes me each day, and I'll try to pivot one pasuk. Psukim from Tshuva, Psukim from Tefillah, Psukim about Malchus. Try to discuss a different pasuk every day just so the conversation should be grounded, so that there's a pasuk you could take with you and think about it and repeat and try to anchor some of the Elul thoughts and the Tshuva thoughts to the Psukim that we recite at various parts of the Tefillah, or parts that aren't inserted into Tefillah but have reference points to the Elul experience. So it is Rosh Chodesh Elul today. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Actually recording this at night of the second day, but I'll record Mir Hashem a different one for tomorrow. And the Psukim I want to speak about are all pivoted around a very important historical event that occurred on Rosh Chodesh Elul that not that many people are aware of. Rosh Chodesh Elul was the morning, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu ascended for the third 40-day period. Just to keep the timeline straight, the first 40-day period stretched from the day after Har Sinai, 40 days later, till Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, 40 days, Moshe was receiving the Torah, and of course, Saru Maher Lachret Kishiche Samcha, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz is when the Luchos were broken. Yud Ches B'Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu judged those who were guilty, and immediately went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Davin for 40 days. Vesna Pala Lashem, Ulaya Chapra Be'at Panav, the very psukim in which Moshe announced to the Jewish people, this was my chance to intercede, his heroic davening. And then he descended from that second 40-day period of davening on behalf of Jewish penitents, descended on Chavtes Av. And the very next day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately forgave him and said, come back up with the next Luchos, and let's see if we can try to recreate this covenant and recreate the bris. So the psukim that are relevant to Rosh Chodesh Elul are psukim that all describe that second ascent. So they're very famous psukim. Psalacha, Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim, Hapazegin, Kitisa, which is well known to everyone from the Kriya of a Tanis Sibor, or the pasuk, of course, which describes the conclusion of those 40 days, Salachti Kidvarecha, or that's actually in Shlach, but the pasuk in Shlach is what Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting that Hashem said, Salach v'kid v'rech, and we take it as a description of the Yom Kippur Seicha, the end of the 40 days, or of course the pasuk in Devarim Perek Yud, V'nuchi amariti b'har kayamim harishonim. I stood on the mountain like that first period. Chazal interpret this, that just like the first period were 40 days of love and affection, the second or the third 40 days were similarly days of love and affection, but the intermittent 40 days were days of anger, and Moshe Rabbeinu trying to pray for Jewish penitence and Jewish tshuva. So these are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu already has been forgiven, we've already been forgiven, we're resurrecting our relationship with Hashem, carving the second luchos, preparing for the Mishkan, preparing for the great gift of full mechila v'slicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us on Yom Kippur proper. The question is, why does it matter? How does it change Elul? Knowledge that we're ascending a mountain. So obviously, anytime you ascend a mountain, you're ascending for a purpose. You're ascending for a spiritual calling. You're ascending for an encounter with Hashem. You're preparing for an event that will fully climax 40 days later. And so it was 40 days later. And now we're preparing for our encounter with Hashem, which Emir Hashem will climax in 40 days. But there's something else. There's a phrase that's very associated with Chodesh Elul, which I heard twice this week from two different sources. One, someone quoted my puppy. One, of course, someone quoted the Chassam Sofer. One was Rav quoting the Chassam Sofer, and one was someone quoting my puppy, which shows how pervasive this concept is and how much it captures the Jewish imagination about Elul. An Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, when the Gabbai announces Rosh Chodesh Elul, the phrase goes, even the fish start shuddering and shaking. Or a different version of the stories, even the walls start shaking. And that's a way to jolt people out of their stupor and out of the summer, easy summer leisure life. I remember as a young child, at some point, Elul was very early one year as a young child, and we were vacationing in Cape May, which is near Atlantic City in southern New Jersey, and my father took us Matzei Shabbos to Slichos, and it was just very jarring for me because I was still in summer mode, and here I was being schlepped out to Slichos with all of the pressure and all of the tension, and And I just felt the whole experience to be very jarring, very incongruent, because I was still in summer mode, and here I was having to prepare my intensity, my religious drive. I was a young kid, but I felt the fish shuddering. I wasn't ready for the fish shuddering. It was my summer. I didn't want to shudder. And I think it's important for people to begin to shudder. We may have forgotten to shudder in general, but certainly the need to shudder, the need for fear, the need to have a little anxiety. I know that Chodesh Elul is starting, and at least in the beginning of the year, I teach beginners in yeshiva. And yeshiva's tough, and there's a lot of acclimation. One of the hardest parts to acclimate towards is the sleep patterns, because you don't sleep that much in yeshiva. And then 2 weeks into their acclimation, slichos set in, and everything gets all discombobulated, and they're exhausted. And of course, I try to help them through, to help them adjust and gradually attend as many slichos as they can. But I tell them part of preparing for the Yom HaDin is being tired and being off of your game and being a little bit unsteady and not just waltzing into Rosh Hashanah all relaxed and casual. So a lot of the shuddering is part of the experience. But there's a second part to the experience, and that part to the experience is these are the great days of Rachamim, as the Shulchan Aruch writes. And the great days of Ahava, and those days in which our future as a people, in this case our future as individuals, was at stake, have passed. These are now the Yimei HaRachamim B'Haratzon. And of course it's true, not just about Rosh Chodesh Elul, not just about the 40-day period, but about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And so much of our success in navigating emotionally the next 40 days is to find that sweet spot between shuddering with the fish and dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and celebrating our relationship in the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was renewed, and the acceptance of our people and the extension of our bris even after we betrayed Hashem. So the fish are shuddering, but our hearts are also leaping with joy, and we're called up to the mountain with a little bit of each in our hearts.